Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report. You can hear Ruth every Monday morning and also read her stories in the Republican American at home delivery or else, rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. How are you?
All righty then.
Mm-hmm. It's living in strange times. We are.
Well, you know, it's for me, it's pretty much been the same because I've always been just going for the past couple of years since we've had this couple, 10 or 12 years, just been going basically from the station of home and home back to the station with an occasional trip to New York. But
you need a life, my dear.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't have one before because I'm not really missing much of anything. But what I find interesting and the programs that are being offered now and the combined efforts of the Torrington Area Foundation, the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, and now in Sharon, of course, the formation of this COVID-19 Rapid Response Fund by the Community Health Foundation. All these groups have gotten together to come up with a lot of different local programs to help local nonprofits, local businesses, local individuals. It really is turning into a real nice cooperative effort to help people in our tri-state region.
That's what we always see in times of hardship or stress or the people coming forward to help each other. I mean, that's always been the case here, as you well know, in the Northwest Corner. When there's problems, people come out. And ourselves down here in Kent, I'm chairman of the Kent Community Fund, and we put out a plea to help our food bank, and the response has been just incredible. We are just overwhelmed by how generous and caring people are. So there is a bright light to some of this stuff that's going on. And you're right, all these groups that are coming forward to give some help. It's amazing.
You know, and what we're all getting used to is watching these meetings on Zoom. And one thing that's interesting when you look at the towns and the way they have to approach their budgets, most of them are taking the governor's advice and they're going ahead. But all the towns are doing different ways to keep the public informed. Sharon, of course, they've got Zoom for the Board of Finance and the Board of Selectmen, but they're also going to post the budget online. And if you want a copy and you're not computer, they'll leave a copy taped to the outside of the Sharon Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
North Canaan
mm-hmm.
has got the budget offered that way. Lots of budgets are offered online. It's not the same as going to a town meeting, but the towns, I really have to give them credit. They're trying their best to keep the public involved in these budgets.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Yeah. They're all, just about all of them are available online if you go on their web pages. And as you said, you can pick them up at the back door. People are being very good about that. Put on some gloves and masks and go do it. So.
One of the stories that I read in your paper is what, you know, the education budget in Falls Village once again is going to be is quite a hit this year.
Yeah, they're getting again. It's small school, but the percentage of kids going to the high school in comparison to other towns is large. So for once again, they're getting hit. And as Pat McCara, the chairman, told the finance board, you know, it's just not good news. But what are you going to do? I think 9% is the bottom line. So, and all these towns are facing some sort of budgetary questions. And again, most of them are doing the selectmen will be approving the budgets with input from folks. You can write in, you can call in. They're really doing all they can to keep the public, keep the budgets transparent and keep the public involved. They're all also doing, which is the, going over the governor's executive order, allowing interest rates to be reduced for property taxes, giving people a break for 90 days just to help out. So they're, you know, every little bit helps when you're unemployed or laid. Or you know, your hours are reduced or however. I think towns are very well aware of what their folks are going through and trying to help out. So that's, I think all the towns are going to be doing something with the taxes. So, some good stuff coming out of all this. As we've talked about, the Sharon Healthcare Center is now a COVID recovery center. There are patients being brought there. Marie Horn had a meeting with a bunch of state officials and the Board of Selectmen this past week where they explained why they are doing what they're doing. I would assume, I don't know what you've heard, Marshall. I haven't heard any feedback. I know people were concerned, but I think they've just gotten used to it. And
People are concerned. It's not only in Connecticut. People who will listen and follow along with us in New York have mentioned about their nursing homes. So in New York State, the governor has said that even any COVID patient that's recovering, if there's not room in a recovery center, they can go to senior centers, not private ones, not the privately held ones, but the 501c3 ones, whatever they call that. I think in Sharon, people have accepted the fact that there's COVID patients there, mm-hmm. and that some of the healthier patients have left and gone to. I know GEAR has picked up a few of them, a GEAR Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. It's just a question of, I think the people are just more concerned about the people that work and stay at these healthcare centers,
right.
just to make sure they have the proper equipment and they don't bring the COVID outside.
Right.
It's just as long as they're all protected as much as can be. That's the big concern, I think, that everybody has that will not go away.
Yeah, I agree. And speaking of Sharon Hospital, they are seeking donors for plasma treatments. So, again, if to help in the treatment of COVID, they're able to donate plasma, which can help in the fight against the disease. People should click on to the New Vance Health Sharon Hospital site and learn how you can do that. If you there are so many ways you can help out, monetary, health-wise.
Masks, anything.
Masks, anything. And so many people throughout the area are making masks, which is great. So lots of ways to help. And looking ahead as we, once again, everything is virtual, no meetings. But Canaan Board of Selectmen is meeting tomorrow at 2, virtually. And the Middle School Sports Committee is going to meet at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. So there are meetings still going on. Most meetings are either Zoom or they're going now to Google Meet. And keeping the public informed as best they can.
All right, Ruth, I want you and the family to stay safe.
And you too, Marshall, and go home and just relax after the program.
I'll try.
And stay well. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay, take care, Ruth.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.